In the name of God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So, interesting today, not least of which, because of the readings, apparently. It's funny, we come to the fourth Sunday of Advent, and as I was thinking about the sermon for today, we have here the continuation of the birth of Christ, right? We have Mary, who's not yet married, and all of a sudden has conceived a child, which in those days was even worse than it is in our day. Even worse than it was even in the, you know, the 20s, 30s, and 40s. Somebody got pregnant out of wedlock, and you would go do things like buy a cheap wedding ring and say that your husband died. You know, that's an easy fix. It's looked on a little easier now, obviously. But back in that day, it was a death offense. Which is why the scripture makes such a point of saying Joseph, being a righteous man, didn't want harm to come to Mary. He just didn't want to marry her. He thought she was cheating on him. Which is even more fascinating because that is one of the things that people use, one of the arguments people use to discount Christianity. Well, Mary really didn't get pregnant from the Holy Spirit. She actually got pregnant, and this is a big ruse, so that she didn't get stoned to death. Really? That's what you're going with? Okay. Well, let's talk about that a little bit. Scripture in Isaiah talks about Jesus being born of a virgin. Now, that virgin could have actually been several different ways. There were women that were set aside as virgins in the society, and there were actual virgins. The fact that it was Mary is great, but has very little bearing on the virgin point. However, she was visited by angels before she conceived. Not to mention, Joseph was visited by angels and told what was going on. Not to mention, Joseph was later visited by angels and told, you need to remove your son from this land because Herod's going to kill him. Not to mention all the other miracles that we read that Jesus did throughout his life. Right? So, on Scripture alone, there is support overwhelmingly that Jesus Christ is in fact the Messiah, that it was a holy birth, that it was the way it was supposed to be. That not being good enough or amazing enough would be more appropriate for some people. We can actually corroborate that with real history. There was a Israelite named Josephus. He was a historian, and he did not view his people well, but he found great favor with Rome. Not Rome the church, Rome the city. Josephus writes of a man in his 30s, around the same time that Jesus was alive, calls him Jesus, and discusses the amazing things that Jesus did. There's actually more corroboration through history that Jesus was a real person and did these very real things than some of our historical facts have. Fascinating, isn't it? So we stop and think about that when we come to Advent. For Christians, we see this time of year as a special time. Holiday cheer, Christmas trees, Christmas lights. You know, everything seems to be kind of beautified, right? We put up decorations, we give gifts. We forget. We forget what we actually celebrate, why we have Christmas. We forget the traditions surrounding Christmas even. Do you know where we get our Christmas lights for trees? Do you know how that came about? believe it was Martin Luther, who was actually coming back from one Christmas service one night, actually looked up and saw the stars shining through a giant pine tree that looked like little lights. He endeavored to repeat that process and had little candle holders made to put on the tree branches. Those candle holders evolved into our string of Christmas lights that we have to untangle every year, no matter how careful we are. We forget those things. We forget that the reason that we talk about Santa Claus and that the children know Santa Claus is because he's patterned after a real saint. Saint Nicholas. Who the theory goes, there was a young woman who did not have enough money to be married. And as he rode by on his sleigh one day, he tossed a bag of gold coins through her window anonymously. That's where our tradition of gifts come from. You know the story, yes, Virginia, there is a Santa Claus? That actually went through a court of law. Does everybody remember that? That's where that article came from. That went through a court of law. Yes, Virginia, there is a Santa Claus, and it's a very true article. There is. There is a Santa Claus. But Santa Claus has never come into a courtroom to defend himself. Saint Nicholas has never been into a courtroom to determine that he's real. Mary has never been into a courtroom to determine that she's real, but there's no doubt that Mary existed. Why do we have such a hard time, by we, I mean humanity, believing in a creator who sent his only begotten son to die for our sins? Pretty astounding. Many people have an easier time believing in UFOs than God. Pretty funny. I look around, and even on my darkest days, I see where God's hand has been. I choose to remember that at this time. Not because I'm a priest. Not because I'm a guy. Not because I'm smart, not because I'm stupid. I choose to believe because of what I've seen. I used to be a doubter. I used to be, I guess people would call it, agnostic. At best, I believed that God was an invention of mankind to keep the populace in line. And it was a good thing to do. You know, it was an outlet for you to actually do nice things for other people and actually have a cause to do them. But sooner or later, when you pay attention, information stacks up and up and up. And it soon becomes inescapable. And you're caught up by the truth. When you catch that truth, when you begin to understand, it is amazing how many things that before were unexplainable become explainable. And how many things before that seemed impossible do in fact become possible. We stand here a few brief days before Christmas Eve to celebrate a child that will be born in a manger and change the entire face of not just the world, but our history. our possibility, our level of wonder, our capacity for compassion. All that and more. This was so important to the gospel writers that this is one of the earliest times that Scripture was quoted in Scripture. It is a very pointed fact that the Old Testament can be found in the New Testament because of reasons like this. And the New Testament can be found in the Old Testament because of what was accomplished. This is not a joke. It's not a legend. It's not a farce. It's our faith. Faith is
believing in something you don't see.
Believing in something you don't see. Faith is believing in something you don't see. The church fathers would have added a line after that and said, and still know to be true. If you think back to our childhood and that article that I mentioned before, yes, Virginia, there is a Santa Claus. How did the people around that react when they heard that? Out of fear? Out of cancel culture? Out of insanity? They look down on one another. I remember it being a time of people actually being inspired by that article. Understanding that there is a truth there. There is truth here as well. It is why we believe what we believe. And why we have the ability to believe it. Joseph, in his wisdom, listened to the angel, as did Mary. And unto us a child is born. And we all call him Counselor, Prince of Peace, King of Kings, Lord of Lords. It immediately and irrevocably changes our trajectory in history. As we go through and complete our Advent journey, think of what this birth means for you. Think of what this birth means for the world. Think of the things that we can do with that knowledge and through Christ who sustains us all.